You probably won't be surprised by this, but there are lots of great NPR stories out there. There are so many in fact, that our Driveway Moments library is now filled with rows and rows of unforgettable stories. Some we call our funniest, some we dedicate to mom, some to dads. There's even a collection about animals. Well, with that in mind, we present you classic Driveway Moments. These are stories that are here for the duration. They're the kind we remember, the kind people talk about years after they've aired. There's Charlie Barnett hitchhiking across the United States. There's Laura Rothenberg bravely facing the end of her short life. There's Hidden Kitchens and A Sweet Potato Queen, and Robert Krulwich singing about interest rates. These are the kind of Driveway Moments that make you wish for longer driveways. We had to dig deep in the NPR archives for our first story. Back in 1987, NPR's Noah Adams and producer Ira Glass did a story on song lyrics that beg to be misunderstood. Here's Noah.
When I was a boy, listening to the radio, I couldn't figure out the words to the song Mares Eat Oats. You know, mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kid will eat ivy too, wouldn't you?
Mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kid will eat ivy too, wouldn't you? Mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kid will eat ivy too, wouldn't you?
That song, Mares Eat Oats, was a novelty tune, but then once rock and roll took over, indecipherable lyrics became quite commonplace. In fact, most people who listen to the radio have at one time in their lives misinterpreted the words to a song.
The song, all we are saying is give peace a chance. Okay, a friend thought it was, all we are saying is give me some cash.